Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Joining me now, as he does every Wednesday morning, is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. We're less than a week away from Election Day, so today we're going to preview some of the more interesting choices that voters will make around the state. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Detroit has a mayoral election next week. Mayor Mike Duggan would like another term. Coleman Young II would like to replace him. In their only debate, things got pretty heated. Young accused Duggan of being corrupt and pointed out that Duggan has failed to deliver on his promise that the city's population would stop declining. Duggan accused Young of having no other plan than to tear down his administration's successes. How do you see things playing out on Election Day in Detroit?
Well, it would be very hard to imagine Coleman Young winning. Of course, we all know about upsets after last year, but Duggan got more than 68% in the primary. The polls have shown that that's likely to continue in the general election. The sort of dismaying thing for a lot of people, me certainly, is that Young, in sort of desperation, has turned to pulling the race card. He's hired one of the more unsavory Detroit political consultants, Adolph Mongo, and that doesn't seem to have moved the polls at all. So most people expect that Duggan will win a very comfortable victory.
Jack, two of the state's House districts have special elections next week. The seat in the 1st District, which is in Wayne County, is open because Brian Banks resigned as part of a plea deal in a loan fraud case. There are three candidates there, a Republican, a Democrat, and a Libertarian. And in the 109th District in the UP, the seat is open because John Kivala committed suicide earlier this year. A Democrat, a Republican, and a Green Party candidate are running there. How do you expect those races to go, and will they have any impact on the state house as a whole?
Well, the 1st District wouldn't go Republican if God were running as a Republican, so that's really not very interesting. In the final, the primary was quite interesting, in which Mayor Mike Duggan intervened to defeat Pam Saucy, the front runner, but Tanisha Yancey, the Democrat, will win easily. The 109th District is also a Democratic district, but Republicans are making an effort there. Republicans did very well in the Upper Peninsula in 2016, although they lost Marquette. And they're running a pro-gay rights Republican whose daughter is gay, and he's very open about being supportive of her. But the bottom line is it's still likely a Democratic district. How this turns out will make no difference whatsoever in the balance of power in the House, but it'll turn a lot of heads and worry a lot of Democrats were the Republican to win.
The quality and availability of mass transit is a big issue for many of Michigan's cities. Voters in southeast Michigan shot down a regional transit millage last November. Next week, voters in and around Grand Rapids will decide whether to renew a millage that supports the city bus system known as the Rapid. The millage that's about to expire passed by all of 136 votes in 2011. That was another off-year election. How does Michigan end up so sharply divided on the topic of mass transit? Jack.
People who have cars prefer to use them. That's sort of the bottom line on that. Now, in Grand Rapids, people who take the Rapid tend to like it, but the ridership has fallen off in recent years. So it's a question about whether people have come to like this as an amenity and appreciate it enough to not mind paying for it. So we'll just have to see what happens, but anyone's guess is valid in this case.
Jack, in East Lansing, there's a ballot question that would create a city income tax, 1% for people who live in the city, 0.5% for people who work in East Lansing but live elsewhere. There's also another question on the ballot asking residents if the city should lower property taxes if the income tax is enacted. East Lansing's home to Michigan State University, which opposes the tax. What stands out to you about this issue?
The oddity of it. There are a lot of moving parts here. If this is passed, Lansing will lose money because apparently if people live in Lansing and work in East Lansing, they only have to pay up to 1% of their total income. Again, if people vote against this, but they vote to lower their property tax, the latter will be put on hold because the property tax is only going to be lowered potentially if the income tax passes. Again, it's a complex proposal. Usually people vote no on complex tax proposals, but you can always be surprised.
Jack, thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Vote early and vote often.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45. Next week, we'll look at the Election Day results.